Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Life-Giving Fragrance. Scripture text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 16. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life.
I burn scented candle tarts and warmers in several locations in our home. They're safer than lighting candles. The scent is heightened, and they're less expensive than the large candle jars. We recently had a guest who, upon entering our house, immediately inhaled the gingerbread fragrance that I was burning. Linda commented on the pleasant aroma several times. Later, she sampled some of my spicy nuts that I mentioned last week, and she observed, "These nuts taste like the smell of your house." Well, that's the first compliment that I've ever had like that.
Well, it's interesting how our senses intertwine, and what Linda wouldn't have known is that one of the spices Brooksine puts in the nut mixture is ginger. Usually we work in our office with the aroma of pumpkin filling the air. It gives the sense of pumpkin pie baking in the oven, minus the calories, but its delicious taste is also absent. In fact, today she said we have a new candle tart in, and what was the title? What would you?
Farmhouse apple.
Farmhouse apple. So we're used to working with pleasant odors all about us.
Smell is a sensation, pleasant or unpleasant, that is detected by inhaling air carrying airborne molecules of a substance. Sounds like a science class, but yeah. I think that is a scientific definition. Our scent detector comes from the olfactory gland. Adjectives that describe smells such as reek, stench, or putrid are the kind of situations we all seek to avoid by pinching our nostrils and breathing through our mouth and getting out of that place as quickly as possible. Words such as aroma, fragrance, or perfume invite us to inhale deeply in hopes that the pleasant smell will linger.
Well, the Apostle Paul describes contrasting scents in today's text. I quote again, "To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life." Well, let's think of the smell or odor of roadkill right now, which is extremely offensive to our sensory glands. But to the hawk, its scent is much like the succulent sirloin steak that we so much enjoy.
The message of the gospel is to be released in the world through the transmission of God's word and through our Christian testimonies. It should always be sweet-smelling to God and to those who are being saved. But some are repulsed by our fragrance of life because they have chosen the spiritual smell of death. They have chosen the temporal thrills over the eternal existence of life in heaven.
Paul is thanking God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, which is imagery of the Roman triumphal procession. The victorious Roman general would lead his soldiers and the captives they had taken in festive procession, while the people watched and applauded as the air was filled with the sweet smell released by the cloud of spice-filled incense in the streets. To the victors, the aroma was sweet, but to the captors in the parade, it was the smell of slavery and death.
We, as believers, are called to spiritual warfare, and we are triumphantly led by God through Christ Jesus. Left to our own frailties, we could not spread the fragrance of life. But it is through the power of God that we spread the fragrance of life everywhere we go.
Whether you're in your own home, your workplace, the store, visiting a hospital or a prison, may the fragrance of Christ be released through our attitudes and actions. May others want to linger and take in the life-giving aroma of Christ.
Let's all pray together. Father, we thank you for our five senses of seeing, tasting, touching, hearing and smelling that are essential to our lives as we gather and disseminate information from our sensory glands. As we interact with others today, we want to be the aroma of Christ as the Holy Spirit makes us adequate for the task before us. We choose to focus on what you can do through us, not on what we do in our own strength. May others look beyond our inadequacies and take in the fragrance of Christ as His sweet presence is released through our endeavors. It is in His name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. And so concludes what observant listeners and readers may realize is a five-point series, and primarily written by Brooksine these last 5 days on our five senses, something that she's had in her heart for a long time. And if you haven't read previous messages, they're all archived, both the podcast as well as the written form. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. And if you go to the message, you can always use the previous message button to go back to today's message, regardless of when you may happen to be listening. We do have some photos up today. A photo you may find interesting is a one-room schoolhouse in Eastern Lancaster County, one of many where the Amish children gather. We also have some suggested music today regarding our theme, and a video that actually somebody sent me, I believe it was yesterday, called The Stethoscope. That's quite funny. It's up as a link that'll open up a page where you can play it if you choose to. We have a photo of our little friend David, our friends Ken and Nyla's son, watching it and laughing, and it will probably make you laugh as well, but it does have an interesting spiritual application if you hang on to the end. It's only 2 minutes long. Well, thanks again for joining us. Again, we're at dailyencouragement.net. May Christ indeed be all through you as you seek to live your life for Him. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.